Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:18, up 6 on the open. December, 8:40, up 4 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7:85, and that was up 1 and 3 quarters on the open. December, 8:10, up 3 and a quarter. March of 2009, 8:30, up a half. July, 8:58 and a half, up 2 on the open. September corn opened at 5.78, up 6.5 on the open. December, 5.97.5, up 6.5. March, 6.15, up 5.25. July, 6.37, up 7.5. December of 2009, 6.19, up 1.5 on the open. August beans opened at 14.05, up 10 and 3 quarters on the open. September, 13.92, up 6 and a quarter. November, 13.93, up 9. January, 14.08, up 6. May, 14.25, up 5 and 3 quarters. July, 14.24, down 1.5. November, 13.58, up 2 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 3.79, up 2.90 on the open. August soybean oil opened at 58.85, up 30 on the open. August live cattle opened at 97.80, down 35 on the open. August feeders, 112.70, up 10. August lean hogs, 79.15, up 75 on the open. And August bellies opened at 71.32.5, up 300 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Be sure to join us this evening at the El Paso Community Building in El Paso, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. No advance registration is required. Get the latest on market conditions and ideas for marketing your crops into the fall harvest from our group of panelists. The dinner, and there is a dinner, you're invited, begins at 6 o'clock. The Outlook panel is at 7. Panelists for the meeting include Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and this man, Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you expect to be some of the key topics this evening?
Oh, I think I think if you go tonight, you're going to really have a very good time and get a lot of information. All the panelists, I really like Bill and Jackie a lot, and I think where all the panelists are going to have their pencils sharpened and really try and give a good idea of what the price action can be expected to be going into harvest, and talk about the bean pod filling time period coming up here in the next month or so, and obviously a lot of legislation, a lot of things in the outside markets. I've got my notes written out for tonight, and there's about 4.5 pages of stuff to talk about if we get time. So
wow.
we're real excited.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about market action off of the opening bell today. It looked like a promising start to the positive side, but in the last 15 minutes, it's turned quite negative. You know, I keep looking at this fund number, Mike, and they've sold over, I think, if I got this right, they've sold over 100,000 corn contracts since July 1st.
Yeah, that's right. And we're still under the grip of the funds, and we're under the grip of the financials as a bigger picture. And one of the things that we're looking at right now, Dave, is that the banks and the financial and credit markets really are kind of the axle of the wheel, and they're going to make the wheel spin, and grains included. And the banking sector has come off of its lows this week and had a nice rebound. The S&P 500 bank index is up about 56% from last week's low, still off a lot year-to-date and still off a lot for the last couple years. But the key here is we're back down in the banking index, and yesterday's turnaround in corn I really liked, but I would have liked to have seen beans and wheat participate more, if not lead the corn higher. since they do have, in our view, better fundamentals and less length and less problematic issues in terms of index fund length and open interest by the funds. And so I think you're kind of paying that price today with the financial sector weakening, and that's led by the housing, and the bank stocks are down pretty sharply again today. Some of the same bank stocks that were up 2 to 3% yesterday are down 1 to 2% today. And as I talked to a person in Chicago yesterday afternoon after the close, they still feel like there's some in Chicago still feel like there's another round of fund liquidation coming. And it's interesting, on the back page of the Wall Street Journal in the C section, we've got a nice article about the credit crisis and how it's extending into the CME group and the ICE and the NYMEX. And CME is down 43% at this point because of the fear, it's speculated, the fear and the fret that these ailing banks and hedge funds will cut back on market bets and hurt exchange revenue. And that's all I've heard the last 2 weeks from my contacts up in Chicago.
Well, let's say that liquidation comes to pass and we liquidate down to, I don't know, somewhere around 175,000 contracts. What's that worth in futures?
I think you're looking at yesterday's lows as the area that has to hold here. I don't know whether they're going to, the trade is actually trying to put a number on whether we go back to where we were in 06 or where we were back to in 04 in terms of fund open interest and index open interest. I think what I picked up yesterday and kind of what the charts would suggest is if you don't get a turnaround that lasts here and we go back through yesterday's lows, then you're opening yourself up to another downdraft and possibly, you know, if you can't hold the 200-day moving average in Dees Corn, you're possibly going back to the March lows in Dees Corn of around 513. You know, that's one of the key technical areas that could be a gravitational pull if we can't hold this thing together. For Nove Beans, this $14 area into August is extremely critical because there's not a lot of support for about another 60 cents lower. A 38% retracement off the August 07 low in November beans would put you right about the 1328 area. So, you know, 40 cents in corn and 60 cents in beans, probably still open and good for the taking if funds want to keep liquidating in the percentages they have today.
Is there any fundamental weight behind this liquidation? I think the trade thinks the crop is getting bigger, and I think the trade might even be looking at something in the 152, 153 area. But is that a legitimate thought, or are we just pushing it against the wind, so to speak, at this point?
I think it's a legitimate thought, what you raise. I do think, and I have picked up the same, that Chicago is in the mindset that the yield is getting bigger in corn and beans. And, you know, the University of Illinois study that was done about a week or so ago using a crop condition model and a weather model, even promoted possibly, the model would suggest that if you had good July and August weather, you could bump up to almost 164 on corn and 45 on beans. And so I think it goes back to what we've talked about all year, this supply-side issue, and USDA's most recent reports leave everything open and everything on the table. That creates more volatility, not less, and the government regulation and this push to pass this energy speculation bill before the August recess creates more volatility, not less. And I think it's very appropriate that people are pointing out that open interest in crude oil is going down right now, and that's going to indeed increase volatility, and wide price range swings is going to happen more, not less, during this time period, because the open interest going down would denote more people are leaving and getting more scared and that it's a thinner market. And I think that's what one of the fears we have by this index fund liquidation is that the downside and the upside, the swings in the market, could be extremely dramatic, kind of like what we've seen the last couple weeks, become more the norm, not the exception, and that's very frightening going into harvest.
Is there some thought among traders that the December corn contract might eventually need to go up significantly, maybe back up close to contract highs or exceed contract highs on ideas that producers are going to need input costs for next year's crop?
I have not heard that in any of the people or contacts that I have seen. I do believe that the fundamental supply and demand would suggest the highs are not in, or that we need to at least have a double top in both corn and beans, especially in beans. I think the key for producers right now, Dave, is to not take any forward contracting positions. I've heard horror stories out of clients in Tennessee and in the South that their people that are around them, their neighbors, have sold 30 bushels to the acre, $2 below the market even after this November bean price collapse, $2 below the market, they aren't going to make 30 bushels. So I think the key right now is to leave the forward sales alone and concentrate on the meal, the cash meal price, and concentrate on the early bean basis and see if those micro fundamentals can't start to play more of a role and help offset some of this macro big picture stuff. But clearly, like I said at the beginning of the show, I think this banking credit issue truly is the axle of the wheel, and so it's that important to our commodity prices.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. The current tick, September wheat in Kansas City, 817.5, up 5.5. At the Board of Trade, September at 785.5, up 2.25. December, 808.5, up 1.75. September corn at 568.5, down 3. December, 587, down 3.5. August beans, 1382, down 12.25. November, 1367, down 17. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.